So when terrorists kill innocent people, are the people who are killed dying because of their own karma? See, generally, we have to understand that there's philosophy and there is purpose of philosophy. So when something bad happens, it is, we have, see, this is really bad. If a thief robs a person and a person goes to the king and I've been robbed, and the king says, it's your karma that you are robbed. Well, what is the king's duty then? The king is meant to protect the citizens. And we could just say what is there the need for any law at all? And if any thief robs anyone, it's their karma. If we are walking along a road and somebody steals from us, it's our karma. No. What is important is, what is our dharma? The king's dharma is to protect the citizens. Now, Ram could have said, when Sita was kidnapped, it must have been her karma that she was kidnapped. Ram did not say that. He said, my dharma as her husband is to protect her. So basically, there is a philosophical perspective and there is a practical perspective. From the philosophical perspective, we do understand that whatever happens to anyone, even to us, it is by our past karma. But actually, the things that happen in this world are not just because of past karma. There is past karma, present karma, it all comes together in a complicated combination. That's why Krishna says, Gahana Karma Nogati. So in our interactions with each other, we are not meant to judge people by their past karma. We are meant to look at things from this life situation and respond. So if a person has been robbed, the king has to understand this is wrong. And the king has to do his dharma and try to catch the thief and get the money back. So king will be failing in his dharma if he doesn't do that. So similarly, we could say from a philosophical perspective that yes, people who are victimized by terrorists, it was because of their karma. But that is not the primary way we should be looking at things. We should be looking at, this is a failure of dharma. The government should be working to protect. There are Brahmanas and there are Kshatriyas. And the Kshatriyas are meant to be very resourceful in protecting people. So rather than thinking, if people are innocent from this life's perspective, we have to be sensitive. We don't have to justify what has happened by past karma. That may be one part of the explanation we may give to help people rebuild their lives. But that is not the primary thing. The primary thing is, yes, this has happened. From this life's perspective, it is terrible. So let us see how we can best deal with it. So maybe have better law enforcement, better have anti-terrorist department, more vigilant anti-terrorist departments, that we can prevent recurrences of such things. So generally, when a person is in distress, especially when we are dealing with them at a practical or emotional level, it's best not to talk about karma. Focus on just acknowledging that this is a terrible thing, and why particular terrible things happen, we don't know. Even if we say it's karma, we don't know what is the karma because of which that has happened. So it's very, if tomorrow you go to office and you are fired, and you don't know why you are fired, or tomorrow you go to your home and you are evicted from your home, and it says, this is because of your debt. Which debt? It says, we won't tell you that, but because of a debt you are evicted. It will appear very unfair, even if somebody has taken a debt. Well, so when the way things happen, it's very difficult to process them sometimes. And we should be there to help people amid their difficulties. So from this life's perspective, it is terrible, such things happening. And we should see that this is because of the failure of the dharma of the law administrators. And therefore, the law administrators, lawmakers, the law administrators, they have to become more vigilant to prevent such recurrences, such things from recurring.